No, it's like prepared statements.
Like
it's like debate speaking. Without debating people. Public you go speaking, up and you just talk about something for a little bit.
Oh.
Yeah.
But you do it very classy like.
Mm-hmm.
Does she know the superintendent? Rick Dressen? Great.
Is he a cake eater?
Maybe. I'm not sure.
No, he's not originally.
Banks.
She might. She might know it.
What are tonight's topics?
Among other things, the mic check I thought we could do about Valentine's Day since the episode's going to drop the day after. Oh.
Is that me?
That might have been me.
I didn't do anything.
I'm not sure what that was, actually.
It just, everything popped for a second. But I pulled on stuff, so maybe it was me.
I kind of was doing something at the same time as you, so.
Everyone's
be careful, yeah.
So, Valentine's Day.
Is this good?
Closer.
Much closer. Yep, you can.
You
can
want
move
it uncomfortably
as much
close
as you want. Yeah.
Is that good?
Better.
Better. Yeah, that's looking pretty good.
And yeah, unfortunately, it doesn't go all the way back with the seat, but that's just so that we keep you attentive.
Do close enough.
I do.
Let's check levels.
Can I have one? Honk,
oh,
honk.
Yes.
Ooh, this used to be mine.
It was donated
by
Moira.
It used to be mine.
Yes.
Do you have theme music for this?
You mean
you
intro
should,
music?
You should.
Yeah.
Yeah, I found something on a royalty-free site.
What is it?
Where did I put my phone?
Maybe you should play something by Barry White and the Love Theme Unlimited Orchestra because it's Valentine's Week.
If we could afford the rights to that.
Listen to your radio voice, Wheels.
I've been lecturing. Hey, there's us.
Where?
Oh. Right there. I was lecturing at St. Thomas.
Is this how you lecture?
No, I'm much more animated.
Week.
Did you show him the Johnson Automotive clip?
I didn't. I should have. Tiffany asked a question about the
Tiffany.
Subway, the footlong bread. And I said, next question, please.
Oh, the 11-inch versus 12. It's a sandwich. Either you're getting a half sandwich
or a
sandwich.
Whole sandwich. Next question.
You're not getting any more bread in a foot long than you are in 10 inches.
What? Yeah, you are.
No, you're not.
Getting 2 more inches of bread.
No, you're not.
You're not getting cube of bread.
You know what you're supposed to do with it? It's a 9-inch frozen stick, and you're supposed to manipulate it and push it out as it's thawing into... Seriously.
I believe it.
It's not like they stopped selling 12-inch bread. It's 9-inch bread.
Oh, no.
Baked.
You're a spokesperson. You're defending that? Who cares?
When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide.
The internet cares, and they're annoying, loud
stop
people.
Stop the internet, and I go for a ride.
Almost.
No, I think
might be popping, actually.
Yeah, I keep
right,
pulling on something.
You had the right response. Next question.
Next question.
That was not me that time.
I didn't do that.
Huh. I'd have a loose connection somewhere. Headphones off.
Oh, yeah, it's going to hurt if you leave them on.
Hey, that's me. And Emily.
Yeah.
Oh, that Emily.
She's the greatest.
I haven't seen her.
Me
How
neither.
Come?
Me neither.
Yeah, here. So it's clear.
So, if there's six nations... Oh, how am I going to do that?
Sup.
On the 24th.
Oh, is there a rugby match?
I think so. We should...
What day of the week is that?
So Sunday.
We have to figure out the surprise.
Yeah. I know you and she had talked about...
Picking at stuff.
Coming out there and doing that.
Yeah.
I think it'd be more fun if we're out somewhere and...
And, like, Callie's sitting at a table.
Or she or she walks in.
Yeah.
While we're...
No, we could do that.
Something,
or,
but...
Or we... If we could... Do you want to not go to Nightingale? It doesn't matter.
I don't want to go to Nightingale.
Okay, let's not go to Nightingale.
We've done that a lot.
Okay.
Let's go someplace where we can be sitting where she's got her back to the door and you guys walk in, sit at a table, and I'll just walk over to the table.
Something.
Let's go headphones back
okay.
on.
Thank you.
We should be We should be good. Just kind of check the connections.
I'm sorry we're late.
No, it's okay.
Ah, no worries.
Sorry.
Fine.
So you were thinking about a Valentine's topic for the mic check?
I wasn't sure if we did one before, and I mean, the episode drops on Friday, so the day after, so we could if we want. Otherwise, Singles Awareness Day, I don't know.
What do you suppose Frank Nitti was doing on the 13th of February?
Yeah, I defer my response to her.
He was Al Capone's henchman, and he was planning a massacre for the 14th in
Chicago.
Good
pronunciation.
Really?
American pronunciation.
Mm-hmm.
The South.
Massacre.
Massacre. It's masseuse, masseur, and massach.
Gesundheit.
Why don't we go to Muddy Waters and then come back?
Come back to where?
The hoose.
We should get a party bus.
A pedal pub. Piss everybody off.
No, piss me off.
This morning at Fox and Hounds, the speaker was from the University of Minnesota speaking on food safety and what's called economically motivated adulteration, EMA, and that 10% of the foods in grocery stores are mislabeled deliberately or have product within that shouldn't be in the product, like formaldehyde in cabbage in China. We asked him at the end what products he won't eat: fresh oysters, sprouts, and he won't eat products made by manufacturers he doesn't recognize.
He shouldn't eat any lettuces or spinach.
He shouldn't go to England and eat any horse meat.
That's the latest one, and that's
no. But spinach has it's like 90% poop, sorry, according to science.
Seriously?
No.
According to science. I love that attribute.
Somebody, one of the cooks said that once. Like, we were talking
blinded
about,
me with science.
We were talking about stuff like that, and he was like, you know what? People who worry about stuff, like, there's so much shit in spinach. Nobody should eat it. All right, if you're going to worry about anything.
Heck, 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 heck.
Poop spinach.
So they also, I think what, Lian Chin just recalled a bunch of stuff because there's glass in their food.
Oh, well, that's good for your digestion, I hear.
It really clears it out or just like reroutes it.
It's like how birds eat stones. It helps to grind up the food in your stomach.
They say
to digest it easier.
That some that some calamari is not calamari, but is actually pig rectum, which is the same
chitlins.
Shape. Same shape. Chitterlings, right.
Well,
traditionally cooked chitterlings is the single foulest thing I've ever ate.
What a romantic conversation. Aren't we talking about Valentine's Day? We're talking about like...
There's optimism there, but...
Jesus.
What's the most romantical thing you've done for Valentine's Day?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm pretending it's not happening because it's terrible in the restaurant world. It's
how many proposals are you going to watch at Nightingale?
Well, I'm going to be at Alma. Alma's booked 130 people every night this week.
Dang.
Wow.
Which is hard. That's like, it's...
We're not coming till the 22nd.
Well, it's running on all...
running on empty.
Running on empty, basically, with all the staff we have. It's really weird staff right now.
Have you had anybody come to you and say, hey, I want to propose, hide this in her quiche?
Like we have quiche at Alma.
Oh, hey, that reminds me of something else. Fake eggs in China. Do you know about this?
Like Cadbury eggs?
No, like fake chicken eggs. They've come up with an egg that looks like an egg that has no egg in it.
Ew.
That is cheaper to make than going through the whole chicken process.
Eggs.
And they sell their eggs in packs of 10. And between 2 and 4 of the eggs in the 10-pack are manufactured rather than... And he talked about the process. It's a globule of...
Oh, gross.
Protein.
A colored globule of something.
Oh, my God.
That they put
another
coating of
oh
something around to make it... To retain the integrity of the shape.
Yeah.
and then they put in something that's, and none of it is natural. It's
China's really creepy.
And then they have another thing, and they put it, they have these molds, and these things come together in, come together in a minute and a half.
Hold on.
Like eggs.
Could you use it in any, because with one egg, you can do 70 different things, like pastry.
The only thing it doesn't make well are eggs over easy.
Gross.
They make it into scrambled eggs and baking.
No, I mean like baking can and, you meringue, all that stuff.
I think it's pronounced merengue.
Yes, you can dance on them.
Dance in China.
Yeah.
You can dance.
Soufflés. It mimics a soufflé.
Mimics?
It actually holds its integrity. You can yell at it and it won't fall down.
That's what I do. We have soufflés on the menu right now.
Oh, really?
Good.
It passes all my tests.
Every time I plate one.
It'd be fun to be a patron while you're doing that.
We had one of the Nightingale cooks came in to Alma earlier in the week, and he said he heard me yelling the same things I yell in the kitchen at Nightingale.
She's so predictable. I quit. I'm sorry about that.
I guess I yelled at it both places.
You only meant it at one, though.
Right.
Did you know that I am going to be at the Shrine on a Tuesday and on a Thursday the following week?
Is it that back-to-back?
Are you bringing me?
Oh my God, it is that back.
You were
back.
Invited, actually.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
I had a dream about it two nights ago that Callie and I were going to bring Obama there.
Because, you know, he doesn't have anything to do.
He was really stressed out about being the president, so he was flying above the Hudson in a raft, and we brought him down. We were like, going to bring him to McSorley's.
Is it bad that she who is turning 60 but thinks she's 40... The only thing she really wants is to go to the Shrine.
Women are allowed now.
Take me to a bar. Take me to a bar in New York. The coolest bar in the world.
I got a message from, remember that Michael guy?
Yeah.
Who made the cufflinks?
Yeah.
He wants to bring us to a country club next time we're out there.
Well,
do you want me to tell him you're going there?
Richmond? He was from Richmond, wasn't he?
Do you want me to tell him you're going? He can meet you.
Yeah, and you can hang out with the guy from Foot Locker.
Actually, I have one of my roommates from Chicago is going to meet us there with his wife.
Well, back up a couple of steps. Well, tell me about the Shrine.
McSorley's Old Ale House.
Mm-hmm. It's the only place in the world.
It's the oldest continuously run saloon in Manhattan.
Okay.
They didn't let women in until 1970, and that was only by suit.
Okay.
Until the mid-60s, the place was owned by a woman, and she wouldn't go into the place during business hours. She would sit outside under an umbrella.
Huh.
They only serve, for beverages, they serve soft drinks and light and dark ale.
Okay.
That's it. And they serve them in twos. So you would sit down with your mates at around a table and say, 10 lights and 12 darks, please. And they come out.
I've had McSorley's knockoff beer here.
Yeah,
so it's
you've seen the logo. You've seen the logo,
and the artwork hanging out in the kitchen at our place.
Okay,
they come in these steins that are like this, and then they have the handle on them, the glass, and so you get each beer is like this big.
It's cream ale.
That's good.
You
radio.
get about
visual humor is great.
You probably get about
7, 8,
six, well, yeah, 12. I would say. 12 to 13 ounces between the two glasses.
Oh, between the two, yeah. So
okay.
Maybe even a little bit more, depending on how heavy. And it's two for, what, $5
I think
now,
so, yeah.
I didn't even know the price.
And they serve a cheese plate. Well, if you go to O'Donovan's or Jake's, the cheese plate is supposed to be based on the cheese plate at McSorley's. And and what they serve, you order a large cheddar when you sit down and order your first ales. And they'll give you a sleeve of saltines and some sliced white cheddar and some sliced white onions. And they have the hottest mustard in the world, which is made.
I've made that too.
Yes.
Using ale and mustard powder.
You've seen the cheese plate. You've
and
had it.
And this cheese plate,
yeah.
They'll sell in New York for $4. And they're selling that other thing at O'Donovan's for $15.95 or whatever it is.
Yeah, there's like a $9 and a $15. The small and the large.
And any time we're all home at the Whalen House, we have the cheese plate.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
my
McSorley, we've had so many family experiences there. My sister met her husband there. at a party that Marty was having for me when we were living in Minneapolis, but she was out there. We go with friendly sons.
Yeah.
My mom has been in there with us. I mean, it's like
last July. You remember that?
I took Gooey.
A bunch of Gooey there. Boys. We had like a swarm of boys. Yeah.
The last time we were at McSorley's was with Gooey. No, it wasn't the last time. No, we were there in October. Marty and I were in there in October. Gooey and I were there in July, and we're sitting down and we're kind of watching the clock because we got a flight back from LaGuardia. The skies are getting dark.
The flight got canceled.
And my cell phone, I get a voicemail. Not a call, but a voicemail.
Yeah.
This is American Airlines. Your flight has been canceled. Click.
Yes. And I went,
Gooey goes,
more beer.
And I go, what did that kid say in the Christmas story?
Fudge.
Yeah.
Fudge.
Wow. That was quite a night. So the end of that night, one of my proudest moments after we had a great dinner and Gooey worked at the kitchen at this other place and went out to a bodega and got Momofuku. We take a train to Rahway, New Jersey. The only thing I know that they have is a state prison other than this hotel. We get to the hotel 11:45, me and this hottie, we walk in.
No way.
No luggage. And the clerk goes, yeah, okay.
No, that's not how I remember it.
Yeah, that's exactly what I... Okay.
No way. I was like, no, I went down there and I was like, do you have a toothbrush for my old man? Because we're trying to catch a flight tomorrow. He brought me on.
And my old man.
No, no, no.
Oh, is that what you call him, your old man? No toothbrush for you.
No way. Nope, they didn't think that.
Smarmy.
Hick. Wow.
That was a good
Okay.
Thing, I think, I mean, everything seems
pretty good.
But what's the most romantical thing you've done on Valentine's Day? Ever?
High five.
Nice.
Oh, that is nice.
Though, Valentine's Day does not count for anything. Sorry. No, sorry. For me. Sorry.
No. I was actually going to say everything does sound good, so I was going to offer refills.
Yep.
And then.
No more talking.
Yep.
No, yeah, and then, okay, it is me. It definitely is me.
Yeah, it was you.
Do we take a...
There it is.
Headphones off. It's headphones off. It is the cord I will have to dismantle and replace.
Do we take a
right now?
No.
Do we take a break in the middle or no?
Yes, we will take a break in the middle before we go into the game.
That's the end of the half.
Arf.
Arf.
Nobody knows what arf is, by the way.